Floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Excellencies and delegation from Ghana. I would like to give the follow-up question about Article 12 and Article 16. Article 12, equality before the law. First, what step is the Ghana government taking to amend the Constitution and the Persons with Disability Act, Act 715, to ensure that persons with disabilities especially can exercise their full legal capacity on an equal basis with others, and to develop a comprehensive policy framework with necessary safeguards against abuse? Additionally, how does the Ghana government plan to involve persons with intellectual with disabilities more effectively in decision-making process, affecting their legal capacity and rights, and to revise existing laws, including the Mental Health Act, to remove derogatory terms and provisions that promote guardianship, involuntary admission, and stigmatization of persons with psychosocial disabilities. Article 16, freedom from exploitation, violence, and abuse. Women and girls with disabilities in Ghana report that they face gender-based violence at twice the rate of other women, often at the hands of family members, caregivers, and doctors. This includes physical, emotional, verbal, and financial abuse. The lack of research on the extent of this violence makes it difficult to implement effective interventions. Harmful stereotypes and cultural beliefs, such as that disability is a divine punishment, contribute to their increased vulnerability and justify abuse treatment. In Ghana's initial report, 13.5 challenges, the Ghanaian government word as followed, 254. Due to cultural and religious beliefs, persons with disabilities are sometimes exploited and their rights violated or abused by parents, family, communities, and other institutions. 251. In most cases, the consent of persons with disabilities is not certain matters affecting them. 252. Sometimes the humanizing remarks are made against the person with disabilities. Some are subject to physical, mental, emotional, psychosocial, sexual, and other abuse, and no redress is sought and obtained. And 253, the provision of law 715 in relation to Article 16 of the UNCRPD are inadequate. So based on your initial report, I gave the question to you. I think it is very frankly reported about the situation of women and girls with disabilities faced. Based on these provisions, what is the measure to protect against violence and abuse against women and girls with disabilities? Do you have any plan to revise the provision of law 715 in line of the CRPD Article 16? Thank you so much.